So if you think about what do you do when you grow up in that world, you can respond in a couple ways. One, you can say, I'm not going to work hard because no matter how hard I work, it's not going to matter. Another thing you might do is say, well, I'm not going to go after the traditional markers of success like a university education or a prestigious job because the people who care about those things are unlike me. They're never going to let me in. When I got admitted to Yale, a family member asked me if I had pretended to be a liberal to get it by the admissions committee. Seriously. And it's obviously not the case that there was a liberal box to check on the application, but it speaks to a very real insecurity in these places that you have to pretend to be somebody you're not to get past these various social barriers. It's a very significant problem. Even if you don't give in to that hopelessness, even if you think, let's say, that your choices matter and you want to make the good choices, you want to do better for yourself and for your family, it's sometimes hard to even know what those choices are when you grow up in a community like I did. I didn't know, for example, that you had to go to law school to be a lawyer. I didn't know that elite universities, as research consistently tells us, are cheaper for low-income kids because these universities have bigger endowments, can offer more generous financial aid. I remember I learned this when I got the financial aid letter from Yale for myself, tens of thousands of dollars in need-based aid, which is a term I had never heard before. But I turned to my aunt when I got that letter and said, you know, I think this just means that for the first time in my life, being poor has paid really well.